Why Ministry Genogram Conversations Matter, Formation, Healing, Calling, and Image Bearing High. I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves, to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Ministry Genogram Conversations matter because people do not arrive in ministry conversations as blank pages. They come with stories, families, bodies, memories, habits, fears, hopes, and callings. A person's family story may have shaped how they respond to correction, conflict, authority, affection, prayer, money, marriage, work, education, leadership, or failure. Some people grew up in homes where anger filled the room. Others grew up where nothing painful was ever discussed. Some were praised only when they performed. Some learned to stay invisible. Some became caretakers before they were ready. Some never saw anyone start something new. These patterns do not excuse sin or remove responsibility, but they do help us understand formation. That is why a genogram conversation can be so helpful. It gives a person a way to slow down and ask, where did this come from? What did I learn? What did I never see modeled? What did God preserve in my family line? What needs healing? What can I carry forward? What should stop with me? This course will help you notice four major areas. First, wounds. These include painful patterns such as criticism, addiction, fear, abandonment, violence, control, shame, neglect, or spiritual confusion. Second, strengths. These include courage, prayer, hospitality, perseverance, generosity, learning, craftsmanship, leadership, sacrifice, or faithful love. Third, missing models. A missing model is something good that was not clearly demonstrated. A person may lack confidence because no one showed them how to lead, apologize, study, build a marriage, handle money, start a ministry, or take a holy risk. Fourth, calling. A family map can help someone discern what Christ may be redeeming and what new faithful pattern they may be invited to begin. But remember, a genogram is not destiny. It is not a curse map. It is not a diagnosis. It is not a tool for blaming families. It is a ministry conversation aid. The person in front of you is an image bearer. Family history matters, but the gospel matters more. The goal is not simply to understand the past. The goal is to discern faithful next steps in Christ.